Why would you do that?
What, take off my shoes?
Yeah.
I'm more comfortable this way.
Oh, well, that's a good reason to do that.
Welcome to episode 100 of Uncorked Gamers. I'm your host, Dan.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Curtis.
I'm Nick.
I'm Gail.
That's right. We got a bunch of people on this episode. In fact, these are all the people that are going to be streaming on the Uncorked Gamers Twitch channel that you're watching this now live, if you're watching it live. If not, then Uncorked Gamers is on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Uncorked Gamers. Yeah! And Jeff is getting himself a beer.
No.
Hey, Coors Light.
They're going to fall out
in an 805 box. Oh, are you disappointed?
Yes. Sorry. No, it's all good. It's all good.
I would have brought the Coors Light box, but I couldn't find it.
Oh. You should have just brought it in the trash bag.
I thought about it, but I figured it would be best to protect the valuable beer.
All right, shall we talk about the big thing?
Let's talk about the big thing.
The big thing. All right. Final Fantasy 15 delayed until November 29th.
No! Damn it, why?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I'm actually fine with this. As somebody who's pre-ordered the game, I wasn't going to have time to play this right now anyway. With No Man's Sky out. The VR right around the corner. Having to push back just means I'm going to have more time to play, and I hope it means there's going to be more polish in the game, which is presumably why they did it.
I would expect so.
And hopefully it means that the VR experience that comes with it is already going to be ready out of the gate, too.
Would you imagine that because of the VR experience, it's something that forced them to push it back?
No, they already said that was going to be a DLC thing.
Okay, gotcha. What was the original release date? I haven't been up on that.
It was going to be... Very soon, actually. September 13th, yeah. Something like that. Sometime in September, like early September.
Interesting. They've been trying to capture more of the holiday market, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, true that. And the last showing with the Titan fight, a lot of people were kind of like, oh, is that the game, really? So hopefully it just means they're going to make the fights more interesting. Because there's literally, like, here, watch us do a live stage demo, and it was a Titan... Just sounded like backhand he knocked this for like 5 minutes and then his hand got blown off.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's not cool.
I remember watching and thinking that like the scale of everything was very large and I couldn't really understand what was going on. It looked nice. Like it was very pretty, but at the same time it feel like it was very early stages of kind of like how a boss battle would go. And maybe they're trying to work out some things with that too because it seemed kind of rough.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much they can do in like a month or two, but hopefully enough.
Like Nick said, it's probably for hype and holiday sale. It's a very Japanese thing to do.
I don't know if it would be for hype, because it's kind of egg on their face, because they had that big, like, entire event that they did, with the big reveal was the, hey, it's coming out this day, and now they're like, oh, never mind, forget that whole thing. It's a month later.
Yeah, I wonder if it's really a point that I'm making right now, or if I'm just talking.
I'm taking 100 shots for another episode.
No, do that in the second
there
hour.
There is not 100 shots in there, sir.
They're the tiniest 100 shots.
Well, he's got like 10 shots right there. And
yeah, this is like 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, look at the size of the shot glass. Come on.
So you're
that's
do
10,
10 doubles.
So this is 10. Well, you don't know if each shot is only 1 milliliter. So it's just going to end up being 100 milliliters. So
I'm actually right there with you, shots. Dan, as far as, the pushback for the game is actually something that I'm really kind of like welcoming now that I've heard about it. Because,
I like this better than Fireball.
I mean, Last Guardian's coming out pretty soon, before that in October, and I pre-ordered the deluxe edition of that with the full-on statue, the metal case.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like those metal cases, buddy.
Yeah.
And it is going to be so sweet. I've been waiting for that game for so long, and it looks amazing, and I'm going to spend a lot of time with it. So if I have to wait for a big title like that out of Square Enix, that's fine.
See, I pretty much first found out about at PlayStation Experience. Like, I have not been on PlayStation stuff for a long time, so, like, that game, just to me, I see that pretty much, it's a griffin creature.
It is a griffin creature.
And I want the griffin creature. I actually just want that interactive display they had there. I just want that.
That looks really
good. This is great video,
I don't need
the
rest of the game.
They can't see that.
It's like constant.
Well, they can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're right there.
Yeah.
They're doing a great job. Keep going, mascots.
All right, so what else are we talking about?
All right, Battlefield 1's having an open beta. They've announced a release date for the open beta. Let me see. August 31st.
Oh,
August 31st, excellent.
Yeah, have you been watching videos for Battlefield 1?
I've just seen the one trailer that was not as much gameplay trailer as it was just cinematic trailer, but it looks pretty.
This
pretty
was great. For me then?
And it's the World War One base.
Yeah, it's the World War One. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty excellent.
Yeah. All right, so this is going to be for Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. Those who sign up as a Battlefield Insider and select their platform or choice before August 21st will be eligible for the early access.
Nice.
Does that involve a pre-order?
I don't believe so. I think it's just an open beta.
Nice.
Yeah, it is an open beta, yeah.
Nice. Way to go, DICE. Keeping it classy. I like you guys. Yeah.
Speaking of multiplayer, Destiny is actually getting private PvP matches. Finally.
Too late.
Really?
That's actually
I was going to say, a long time ago, that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of stuff you got to set up in order to build that.
Turned into a 5-year, went down to a 3-year.
Yeah, but well, if you put the improvements in at the very last bit and then release the second one, then everybody knows the system is already what they wanted it to be in the first place, so they can then buy it to complain about other things that aren't in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, and the new DLC is coming out.
Spiral Development, baby.
So they're coming out with a...
Are you buying it? Another, you said you wanted to buy it to complete it.
For Destiny?
To complete, like, the set.
If it goes on sale. They're coming out with another collector's edition that has all the DLC for $60.
For $60, right? Yeah.
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 So, wait, didn't we pay $60 for the original game?
Yeah.
If I were into
it. And then they sold all the DLC for $60 when
Taken King
came out.
Yeah. A year later.
Now they're doing it again.
And I have access to.
Yeah.
And if we were into it, I would totally get the next one because it's just such a great deal if you don't have it yet. But
I gave up on that game about a month after the last DLC came out.
Yeah, because the DLC, if you
like, I finished the DLC.
If you're just getting the DLC, it's $30.
Yeah.
It wasn't worth it.
Yeah, not.
But that's the thing, though. Like, you're not even buying the old versions of it anyway, because none of that stuff matters anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're paying $60 just for the new game. You're not paying $60 for all this DLC crap. Because what weapons can you get there that actually matter now?
That's true. You know, they make the weapons irrelevant.
So you're basically buying a new game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only difference between that game is a reskin in some areas, some model work, and higher numbers. And that's disturbing on so many levels that people keep buying it. But
Destiny 2 has been officially announced. And if I've learned anything from this, is that I just wait for the last DLC and spent $60 to get the whole thing.
Yeah.
You like how he stopped red at his face before he like.
Titanfall 2 is getting a technical test beta out as well.
Good.
Surprisingly, not coming to PC though.
Huh?
Yeah, just Xbox One and PS4. They're not going to be putting it on PC.
Why? An Xbox pretty much is a PC.
It's going to be August 19th, so pretty much this Friday. It's going to be 2 weekends.
Huh.
Yeah, the remaining 2 weeks is on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
When does anyone
maybe they don't have the server up.
Maybe. It's just a beta, though, right? I mean,
it's a test, basically, yeah. Technical test, so it'll probably be buggy as hell.
I know. They're trying to. It's a performance test.
Yeah.
they're trying to see if it works.
Which is funny though. It's funny that they wouldn't include PC because of the amount of games that have had problems playing on PC lately. That they've been basically porting over from consoles, like Batman games, No Man's Sky.
And part of that is the unified AMD architecture. It's so easy, probably by comparison, to program for many different types of specs of hardware. It's so much easier to just program for the one.
Yeah.
And they're both using APUs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're basically talking like they're probably trying to port. Yeah, no. What a nightmare. Can you imagine? Let's make it compatible with all this other hardware. But at least, hey.
Now, there are a lot of games coming out for PC that look really good, though.
Or.
Well, yeah, it's PC. There's 100 games.
Go to the jail.
Most many PS4 exclusives are not. They're not timed exclusives. They just stay on PS4. By the way,
yeah.
So I mean, there's no real direct comparison.
So what you're saying? Is
no, it's okay. We
updated our computers to Windows 10.
Pour me one.
And every time I load Steam,
supposed to have the bottle. Is that
let's celebrate this 100
bottle. You can have it.
Anyways, every time I load Steam, it tells me. Even though I have
Give
Nick
the big one.
I do like the handle on that.
Every time I load a Steam game, it goes. But don't you have
your pinky out on this one?
No, I want original access games.
All right, everybody.
Look, I can have my whole
Cheers.
Head up.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Clinkin'.
You like some water?
Jeff. Here's something I think you'd be happy about. Viz Media has obtained the rights to publish the old Mario and Zelda comics.
Wait, dude, are they remaking it?
But how about
that? I hope they're remaking it.
I don't think they're remaking it. I think they're just republishing.
No, I want a remake. Modern graphics and stuff. Like, make it a graphic novel. Like, like the remake of all the Marvel stuff, dude.
I would watch.
You know, it got more adult oriented. You know, got bloodier. Got cooler.
Mario and Zelda. A year ago, need to be adult themed.
Yeah, because you know you're stepping on Goombas all the time. You know, there's got to be some kind of blood coming out, right?
If you want that stuff, just go watch a different YouTube channel that talks about that stuff.
So they just kind of shred apart when you
watch it. Or when you step on Lucky Tubes, right?
They just get really gooey and kind of smacks.
You know, it's going to snap through.
Yeah, they just deflate.
I'm just saying, make it realistic.
Just trying to keep the one guy at a time for audio quality.
What exactly?
There is a female here, so... You said one guy at a time?
Yeah, because I can talk over all of you.
It's guys and female here.
if you guys really want to get dark, let's not forget that all the blocks you're breaking are the actual people got from the kingdom of the princess.
I don't know where that's coming from.
That's from the official handbook. What? The Japanese handbook.
No, Super Mario Brothers 1 handbook.
Yeah.
Japanese version?
Yeah.
Only?
Say this again.
I believe it's in the American version too, but it's definitely in the Japanese.
Okay, so I don't remember seeing that at all.
The blocks you break
are actually
residents Koopa, of the kingdom
Bowser
that have been transformed.
Transform the people into the blocks as a spell.
And so you're pretty much beating up people's dead bodies to get loot.
They're already dead. Okay, that
or
makes so much
sense. It doesn't say they're dead. It just
says they
got turned into
you're
blocks.
You're beating up people who have been turned into stone.
I gotta
you know, something. Mario has taught me something new today, and that's the ends justify the means. I will smash any amount of block people that I need to get
see,
the house.
It's good.
And enjoy
you're
it.
You're the hero of the game. You can go into
you're
people's
here.
Houses and smash their pottery.
Zelda?
Yeah.
Zelda?
Link loves smashing pots, for sure.
Real quick, Jeff. I got a Pokemon Go story here.
And blowing up walls.
Does it never end?
I find myself doing it in Dark Souls.
So, some teens, teens playing Pokemon Go, got flashed by laser-wielding pig mask sex couple.
Oh, God.
How's that bad?
A laser?
I like how that was the part you honed in on.
They got flashed by people with lasers having sex wielding pig masks.
No, here's my confusion. Because you can get flashed by a laser... Or someone can flash you. They mean two different things.
Maybe it was both.
Maybe it was.
Hence, that's why it's clickbait.
I bet it was.
That's why so many things on the internet are worded that way, because you go...
They just got a flash in the eye with the laser.
Oh, well, that's bad. Yeah.
You'd think those sex-crazed, pig-masked people would be kinder.
I don't know why they said sex couple. I guess they're a sex couple.
They must have been nude.
They're just like...
Maybe, yeah.
They're involved, you know?
You mean
not
the article didn't
dating,
actually
but they
say...
Kinda, they're like friends
I don't have time to read an article. I got an hour podcast.
Just feels
wait,
it needs
you,
to be mentioned.
You didn't read the article?
But they have... Hey, sex sells, man. You want that article get read?
Or is that what
hey, we got a comment.
Well,
yes, who's that? LeBlue!
That is.
Hey!
That is creepy.
Hi!
What's up, LeBlue? I gotta take a shot for LeBlue.
LeBlue!
He can't. Why do you always just want to get drunk?
Fine. You know what? I won't get drunk this time.
Because if you get drunk, how
LeBlue,
am I supposed...
should I get drunk? Let me know. Should I get drunk?
How am I...
Better him than me.
How am I supposed to tell you that layers of
you know, I don't have any more alcohol other than this.
Hey!
Except for some,
that's
the,
a little
bit
of a delay.
What do you call it? The orange one. The orange flavor one.
Oh, Ouzo.
Yeah.
No, that's Greek.
No. Wait, is it that one?
I'm kidding.
You know what I'm talking about, right? The orange flavor in alcohol liqueur?
Yeah, the, no.
What's
the famous one.
Topic?
I'll bring it out. I'm going to drink some of that now.
What's
Layers of Fear is getting the DLC.
Are you talking about, like, Triple
Oh, side? Yeah, yeah.
Which one was
I'm
that?
About
Which
that.
One was Layers of Fear?
Hey.
The painting one. Where you play as a guy's daughter.
Yeah, you get him if he...
Wait, the daughter who died?
She
Woo,
doesn't die.
Shots.
Woo, shots.
Triple sec. Oh my god, triple sec!
That I was thinking you were
that.
Yeah,
that's a liqueur.
Welcome
yeah,
to the booze show.
I can drink it straight. This is all the
Don't
alcohol.
Do
I have.
That. Don't.
Welcome
that.
To Uncorked Alcoholics.
Okay, I'm gonna mix it with something.
There you go.
When we talk about taking shots
and mixing triple sec with stuff.
So Layers of Fear, get in the DLC.
Are you familiar with the game?
Yeah,
I have actually not played. I've heard a lot about it, and I've seen people stream it.
I've seen bits of it.
Hey, you too.
To me, it seems
enough, Toby.
Really cool.
You can't
like,
believe
I think
yourself
Jeff
on every passing dog.
It's like. It's the type of game that looks really cool. It seems like it has a really deep and interesting story.
Now, how long was the original release of the game? Is I love that game. Just like level-wise or like kind of like narrative-wise.
Jeff, how long did it take you to beat it?
It took me one night.
One night? Okay, so there you go. I guess it should have...
Probably...
It should be awarded a DLC.
I think it was less than 8 hours, right?
Yeah. To, make it work.
Now, taking the granted, Jeff, it's not the best at puzzles.
Yes,
so you shave like an
hour. Hey, that game's not that bad. That game's not that bad. But it was like it was around like a...
But why?
I'm going to call it 8 hours.
Yeah, because there was points where you really clicked on the puzzles and you did the puzzles pretty quick. And then there was points where you were literally just like running into walls or staring at things for a while. So it evened out.
I understand. You said rat. Okay, I get it. But there was a rat that was crawling
on
the side. So I figured, where's the rat? What rat is he talking about? I didn't see another rat.
The best part of that maze puzzle is I actually stood up, went over to the TV because we were watching a stream, traced it out.
So
and
let
went,
me explain
no,
this real quick.
No, that is the answer.
So there's
I kept losing the lines.
Yeah, no,
each of the levels kind of has a theme that revolves around it. He gets to a puzzle where he has to follow. There's four words: dog, cat, rat, and pig.
I'm out of here.
Pig or something like that.
And
each
like
have
the
a
maze,
line.
The lines
that
all
you have
twist
to follow,
around.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
just
he
them together.
And it gives you a code for a door, and you enter the code of the door, you get out. He's going like, cat? Dog? Pig? I'm like, dude, no, the level's about rats. Rats!
It was the one thing he didn't choose.
So he starts looking for a rat in the level, because he thinks he's supposed to be following a rat. I'm like, no, on the maze!
Question, how many rat puzzles in the DLC?
18 fundos.
Hey,
just for fun, though.
I win.
Did you find more alcohol?
Yes, yeah, I did. I win.
He wins. That's mix.
It's mix,
I
but it's alcohol.
I just watched
and it's more than I thought I had, but I remember
Chase
I had
Marshall
it
across the floor trying to grab his butt with his not...
With his not butt?
Well, cool. I'm going to have to check out Layers of Fear. It sounds kind of right out of my head. I do not ever want to try the VR version, if there is one.
There's not
sure
one yet.
Where the water's at.
All right, hey, next story.
Marshall.
Intel is making its own VR headset. That is totally cord-free.
Intel.
You know, I can see Intel doing it well.
Wow.
Like, they've actually have a fairly decent track record on making technology. I know.
I mean, the big thing, though, is that it doesn't have any cords.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Completely free. Every other VR headset, including the Vive, has a cord. And
as long
worry
as
about tripping
it does
over.
Not use
yeah.
infrared, like, remote controls, we're good.
Infrared's actually really good.
Well, no, because remember when we went to the bowling alley?
It's called Project Alloy right now. Yeah.
We went to the bowling alley, and their little control panel is infrared. And
oh, yeah.
And it, just like a remote control, it goes up to a little sensor by the TV. But there was a person standing in front of, like, between, and we couldn't use the...
Yeah, but it was a display. You saw kind of how it, like, performed.
It's able to track your hands, though.
Ooh, that's cool.
Is there some kind of glob apparatus?
No, it's using cameras, but apparently it's able to track your hands, which is actually a pretty big thing.
You know, actually, it would be
an
interesting
concept. You
have to use
a controller to mimic a hand.
If you could put, like, I know guys probably won't be into this, I probably won't be into this, but if you could do, like, type of fingernail polish that... Like the cameras could track really easily, like that would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyone? I'm interested to know, actually, also when Intel does develop
Doggies.
It and like release it,
yeah.
Who is going to pick it up first? Who's going to offer it at a cheaper price? Is it going to be more like likely that people will pick that one up as opposed to PlayStation VR or the other? What's the Microsoft one?
Microsoft has the HoloLens.
Which, unfortunately, augmented reality is not really, like, the big subject. Like, that was the big thing 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really the big thing now. Like, there's a whole bunch of books that had augmented reality pictures in them that you could look at webcams. And, like, all those websites are gone now.
Okay.
Like, those images don't do anything now. It's just, it's not really the big thing anymore.
That's a shame.
Or tip. Either way.
I mean, that's the truth about it. The more VR that's out there, the cheaper VR is going to get faster.
Yeah.
I mean, as technology becomes more ready for it and more easier to manufacture and stuff like that.
The VR is really going to take off and be the first one that's compatible with more than one platform. Like, the first one that's compatible with PlayStation and PC. Or something like the first one that can do that, or has an adapter, or
there's
something.
Not, there's really not going to be a demand for it. Though. I mean, people once
yeah.
you get a chip
Marshall,
on PC, that's all people are going to want.
Well,
He wants to do bad things.
A cheap one on PC that can run on cheap PCs.
Mm-hmm. Like for us, where we play PC games, we play PlayStation games.
But you're thinking of it as a game thing, though. Most people don't think of it as
that's
a game
true.
Thing.
I think it's, of it as
it's
games.
For watching movies, for watching, being able to explore Italy without leaving your bedroom.
Watching a certain YouTube channel's 360 videos.
Yeah, doing stuff like that.
Without and then you have the other extreme. The other extreme just has another monitor for that.
Yeah.
Yep.
LeBlue likes us.
PlayStation game, The Tomorrow Children, looks like it is going to be a free-to-play game.
Wow. What?
I'm still giving them money. They need money. For, like, I will fully pay for stuff. Like just.
They're going to have a $20 Founders Pack that gets you a bunch of stuff in the game. It's coming out.
But it's free.
Yeah, the game.
But it is free.
So the Founders Pack will let you start playing September 6th with a free to play option sometime in the coming months.
Oh,
sweet.
So yeah,
so
it'll be free.
Pretty much, the people who are excited about the game will pay the pretty insanely cheap price to get the game early.
Plus a bunch of stuff, right?
Plus a bunch of stuff.
Plus games
stuff,
and such.
Which will probably pay for the game, like just cover their cost. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, that's going to cut into my abduction time.
Okay, I assume, do all free-to-play games have microtransactions?
I'm going to leave that alone.
There's another game.
How does that
work, abduction really, is coming out the end of
this
month.
How can you spend so much money on making a game,
I have games
make it free for everybody, and still make money without microtransactions?
Sorry.
Sure.
What?
Sure.
I'm assuming every game that's free-to-play has microtransactions, yes?
That's a safe
typically,
assumption.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any games that don't?
I mean, I think they all do, whether or not games force you to use it or not is a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, they can't force you to do
there's
it.
Pay to,
yeah, but
pay
I mean,
to play,
there's
pay to win.
There's know, games where, like, you can play the entire game and not use any. But, like, I have a game on my phone called...
This being is hot now.
Yeah. You also have...
Taking it off.
Very insulating head.
I have, and I'm very insulated
situation.
All over, really. You know what I'm saying?
I have a game.
No, <man. laughs>
I have a game on my phone called Night
Is anybody hot?
No.
I'm hot. I was hot.
I
and then you open the window.
Anyway, there are free-to-play games that you don't actually have to...
I think he's over it. I think he's
over
it.
Yeah. It's like the Death Star game on your phone, where if you wanted to do it faster and upgrade faster, you can pay. But if you just want
to
do it really slow and methodical, like most simulation game, like old Maxis simulation games, perfectly fine. Like, that's how I play it.
Yeah.
That looks like...
All right, PlayStation 4 is getting update 4.0. It's
Wait. That's still in beta, right?
Yeah, it's still in beta, but it's coming.
Did you get it?
No.
It's in beta. It's coming.
PS4.
Well, some people got the beta.
Yeah, some
people
got the beta. Yeah. It's gonna
what
have
is that purported to do?
Yeah, please.
He's probably going to say.
Yeah, I really
it's a UI refresh to make it faster and look better and stuff like that.
Apparently people are liking it. The people who have the beta like it very much.
Folders. You can make folders now.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You can rearrange everything the way you want it.
Yes, I can get rid of that stupid
nice.
Stuff on my home thing.
Fighting games.
They got some screenshots here if you guys want to take a look at it. There's a quick menu now to make it a little bit more better.
You can set a background.
And a share menu.
Is that
so it's on the side now instead of just taking up the whole screen.
Because
in the back it would just take you to a different screen. Now it looks like it's just popping up on the side.
I feel so ignorant in these discussions of PS4s.
It's okay, you can come over and play.
So yeah, there's the folders.
Oh, awesome.
Or you can play on Jeff's.
Yeah.
Or I could just play Rust.
Frequently during their podcast, I'm playing games.
Yeah, pretty much like, no, not all the time.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
You can look at your trophies when you're offline now.
Yeah.
Cool. That's nice.
Saves them to your
Would you get a grip? How do you do this? Constantly.
And an updated look on the user profile.
You're just a humpy little dog.
Welcome to the stream.
Yeah, you face off with this dog, otherwise
Ooh,
he might get
that?
You.
He's getting one taken off, so maybe that will fix that.
All right.
Maybe. I mean, it seems to be his way of playing. He doesn't seem to be trying to, because he'll stop.
Here's my most interesting piece of news for today. People have been uncovering, apparently there's an ARG going on called the Eye of Sigil. It's a augmented reality game or something like that. There's two different types of ARG.
Yeah.
I keep getting confused. And people have noticed through data mining and randomly coming across the these little images in these indie games. And people have realized that these images kind of are correlating with the images in other indie games. There's like 20 indie games that have these images that are part of a puzzle. This is a larger image. And these are indie games created by different development studios. You get what I'm saying?
So some kind of collusion.
Yeah, like a collage?
There's an art use conspiracy amongst indie game developers that has resulted in a weird sort of...
Yeah, it's like the biggest.
It sounds vaguely Masonic.
It's called
an vaguely Masonic.
I wonder if they put ultimate sacred geometry game. In there as well.
Ultimate reality.
They just like put it in a specific place.
Okay, there's 19 games confirmed.
19 games.
19.
So Crypt of the Necro Dancer.
You're ridiculous.
Is one of them.
Don't worry, I'll defend your virtue.
You have to.
I guess I can't.
The Magic Circle.
The Magic Circle. Mm-hmm. A bunch of indie games are all part of this ARG that people are figuring out.
So we're sure it's an ARG and it's not just, hey, it's an indie game developer, they're just using like file photo from specific location happens to be the same.
No, because apparently the images all can get linked up to make something like that.
Oh, that looks like Final Fantasy X's power.
Yeah.
Level up wheel. Interesting.
But and it's a
Final Fantasy game!
Somebody followed the location and found a flash drive.
There's
so another
Geo
image was in a USB drive. Yeah.
I feel like that was some marketing intern. Someone was just
which gave
just like,
him another
go to these
piece of the
on
map.
Your phone and just pick something up if you see it. And they're like, okay, like, take a picture of it.
LeBlue, if you're gonna write Illuminati, you gotta make the Illuminati.
In Moss Speedrun 2, one was found
no one
in a secret
area.
Yeah, I don't even know what's the jack up for that.
So when one of the
what's the jack up for Illuminati?
The what?
The emoticon.
I don't know. Ask Salt.
His name's not Salt?
Big Dong.
Big Dong.
Yeah.
Big Dong.
He would know.
This kind of thing isn't new, though. Like
no,
hiding,
ARGs aren't
like
new,
hiding puzzles
but an ARG
and
that crosses multiple different games by multiple different developers is new. And when one of the developers asked about it, came up with the story like, "Yeah, I had a dream and there was a red hooded figure and I looked up to see who it was and I was like, hey,
there's creepypasta.
It's Michael Cera, and Michael Cera like had the papers and I took the papers and had an image and they burned and I looked at my hand and there was." The image was in my hand. I woke up and I saw the image in my hand.
Like the devil was
oh, no,
Sharpie.
There's like creepypasta for the stuff now.
No, it was the person in the red hood.
Oh, okay. I thought
and that was his
Michael
explanation
Cera
as to why he put those images in his game. And then the developer was like, oh, yeah, Michael Cera didn't talk to me, but I knew that's what he wanted me to do.
What?
So all these developers had some conference at some point. They're like, hey, let's all make an ARG, guys.
Why would they use Michael Cera?
Because it's random.
Steve Vai's a good
guy. Why does Twitch totally love Bob Ross?
Yeah.
Bob Ross is awesome.
And Pokemon
because he's awesome. Love Bob Ross? You better love Bob Ross.
You know Bob Ross,
but it's just a random thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob Ross was in, I believe, the Air Force before he became a painter. That's how
no
he was clouds. So
I'd believe it.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Toby.
So anything you guys want to talk about? Break out? You guys want to talk
speaking
about yourselves?
Of betas, you mentioned earlier about the Battlefield 1. There's a beta that's coming out fairly quickly at the end of August. I'm really interested in called Neo. I think it's an American developer actually, but
did
it's
you lean out?
Sure,
you leaned
Japanese
out of
company. It's a samurai
sit
game.
Here.
You want to sit over here? I like leaning forward anyway.
Kind of based around combat styles, like similar to Dark Souls and stuff like that too.
Oh, really?
Where it's
okay, well, I got
extremely challenging as far as like
if
combat style goes, but also like unforgiving in its difficulty, and also just the way in which you have to kind of come back to your death spot, pick up your resources, save at like intermittent, like you know, little
areas,
like little temple like shrines, basically.
Oh, Titan! And I call everybody by their tags.
Yeah,
I do that now.
Sorry, so that looks pretty cool. I think it's also right at the end of August that it comes out. Looks good.
Can we get it on the PlayStation?
Yeah,
beta?
Open beta on PlayStation. I think it's on PC as well. Maybe even Xbox One. I'm not positive, but yeah, it looks really, really fun.
Nice. I'm kind of curious if they'll attempt to bring back Bushido now that the games like Dark Souls and stuff like that are getting popularity.
You know what?
Bushido Blade, the one that one hit kill.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that game was like gruesome, dude. Like, it's...
yeah, it was like a PlayStation, I mean, you 2 can't PlayStation even, 1 game?
Yeah, there was like there was a secret ending or something like that where I forgot what you had to do with a secret ending, but a secret ending is supposed to be pretty hard to get.
You're basically a samurai in, like, you know,
well, I mean, it's not
Japan or whatever.
It's not necessarily a one hit kill, but I mean, you can get hit depending on what kind of slash you use, right?
I think so, yeah. I had a friend that played it, but he was basically, it's like, it's, you know, you go out and you get in the fight, you know, you want to make sure you parry the guy because you'll die like in 1 to 2 hits. Yeah. Like, the game was brutal.
And it's basically just a series of those fights.
Yeah, and they made like 3 of them, didn't they?
I'm ready.
I don't Although remember.
I played those.
Yeah,
that, like,
there's only, I know there's only
I've never
2
parried
that.
Yeah.
So,
but,
really? I've tried. It's
like in just Dark Souls 1 or Dark Souls all of them?
All of them. All of them. I've gone through every single Dark Souls game, never became attracted to parrying.
It's almost essential for the Gwyn fight, isn't it?
No, not at all. Not at all. Roll dodging. Roll dodging, my friend. High iframes. Roll the crap out of the way. And also, geometry use. I mean, there's that huge, relatively large rock in the middle of the Gwyn fight. Actually, I used that to cheese him a little bit.
But he can't do that.
Of, he can if you're slow, which, no. I didn't make it on my strategy very far going heavy armor.
Yeah.
I just went through that battle again the other day, actually, and I had fairly heavy armor on, but it took about 7 parry riposts, and that was it, and he was done. But I had a fully upgraded Quaalog's Fury sword and high dex and intelligence as well, so it helped out a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
I actually didn't know I was as good at parrying riposting as I was until I got to that battle, and I was like, oh, I better try this or else I'm dead, because he hits like a damn truck.
He does, yeah. It's one of those things that, through mostly rolling into attacks, I've found that to be a very winning strategy in a majority of cases. You know, there are definite situations where it's not going to work particularly well, but you know, it's a viable, it's somehow amazing to me how it's a viable strategy, considering everything in that game is so large. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you possibly get out of the range of this giant sword? Well, iframes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, they save your
life
every time.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Oh man, saddens me, the PvP.
Never got into it.
Oh, it's so good.
The first time I was playing Demon's Souls.
Yeah.
Right? And like, I became alive again, right, after I beat a boss.
Sure.
And then I'm going into like the second stage of the game or whatever, the second level. And this thing shows up, dude. And he's like, he's glowing, right? I was like, what the hell is this thing, dude? I didn't realize that other people could get into your game. So I went over there, right? And I started fighting this guy, dude. And he beat me like that, dude.
Yeah.
No, so you're dead again. I was just like, what the hell just happened? Like, I didn't know what happened, dude. I didn't know what that was. Some guy just popped into my game and killed me.
Yeah.
This is horrible. This is horrible. Soul I think Souls. I stopped playing after that.
Yeah.
I think that's why I stopped playing.
Definitely.
I used to love messing with Jeff when he was playing Souls, Demon's Souls for the first time.
Oh, my God. Because
it'd be like a pit and be like, you look at, you walk up to him, like, you look into the pit and you see, like, you know, green mist or whatever. And I'm like, he's like, oh, what should I do? I was like, you should jump in. Should I jump in? Yeah.
You listen
you
to
jump
the blood
in.
Stain. Or not the blood stain. The
I listen to him.
Stone.
I listen to him.
Dan's a soapstone. Doesn't he look like a soapstone? He's definitely a soapstone. You can't trust it all the time. Most of the time.
Just jumps in.
You just have to use your judgment, Jeff.
I died. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those games are about experimentation to a certain extent, though, as well.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And also,
I don't think jumping in the pits is one of them.
That's, that's arguable, but I mean, you can, and it's usually.
I think I only got to the spider.
It's not
the spider boss in that game.
That's actually pretty far.
Depending. Oh, okay.
The armor spider, armor fiend, or
whatever it was a spider creature, yeah.
In the tunnel.
In the tape, yeah. There's like a bunch of caves and stuff, and that's as far as I went in that game. I kind of stopped playing it. I think there's a real reason why I stopped playing it. I used that PvP thing as an excuse, but it wasn't it.
I've heard it's
we're getting to the honest, yeah.
Arguably the toughest game in the series.
I've never actually played it, and it makes me sad. I played a fraction of it at the very beginning. Never had a PS3. Three.
Yeah.
So I just kind of got...
Have one?
He does. I should see if he'd be interested in letting me borrow it. Yeah.
I think you'd like it. I mean, it's definitely rougher, which is probably one of the reasons why it's one of the harder ones, because it's not as smooth over with time and experience as the Dark Souls.
I'm okay
ones.
With that. I mean,
I felt like it had a good feel to the game.
Yeah.
Didn't seem bad to me.
There's a floatiness to it, if I recall correctly.
Yeah,
A little disconcerting, but I felt completely at home after going from Dark Souls and some Dark Souls 2, I think, at that point, when I went over to your house and played it at one point. And it felt right. Felt perfect, actually.
Yeah, I mean, and clearly they paid homage to it in Dark Souls 3 with the hub, the hub set, the
right.
Firelink Shrine
Firelink.
And stuff like that.
Firelink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it appear as the Nexus to you, is what it was like?
Yeah, I think most people thought of it as the Nexus.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were kind of like, no, why are you bringing back the Nexus instead of leaving my open world explorations?
Well, I guess just the idea that you can warp straight from there throughout the entire game.
Yeah.
Instead of having to go like 3 or 4 super game and like gain a thing like the Lord's Vessel or whatever in order to do it. So that is definitely reminiscent of Demon's Souls for sure.
I am a little bit sad about that change because I do have very fond memories of like literally walking the same path that I've walked, that I had walked, you know, 70 times before, just, you know, to get somewhere to farm something, whatever it was, figuring out Dark Souls 1. And there was a little voice in my head that went like, this is the dangerous aspect of this game. It's traversal. It's, you know, discovery is also dangerous, but like this is where you really get to enjoy the fruits of your labor of practicing and playing this game for long enough to where you've memorized the spawns, you know the moves, you can just go and have at it. And I feel like in a way, by making the game warpable from the very beginning, it kind of did a disservice to it because you don't get that level of enjoyment as much. Granted, that game and to an extent Dark Souls 2 are a bit harder in my experience than
Demon's Souls?
Dark Souls
1. Dark Souls 1, yeah. Okay. But then again, I played that
and
so
Bloodborne
much.
For that match, because you can also warp in Bloodborne right from the get-go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I haven't played, because...
Amazing game.
I know!
I gotta finish that.
Gotta get the
I gotta finish like all
DLC,
the games
DLC, probably the best fights in that game is in the DLC.
I have the hope that there's gonna be a remaster someday on PC.
It's owned by PlayStation.
I know.
Yeah.
But they're gonna... They need cash someday. I see it coming. They're still trying to make displays, like, for God's sakes. They're not... living in the fake world. They're spending their money on real world things. That's a losing economic model. You make money off of code. It's actually like you're doing nothing at all.
Yeah, when's Nintendo going to jump that boat, Jeff?
NX, here we go.
These are great claims.
Live or die by the NX, man. Live or die by the NX.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. This is the console that's going to decide whether Nintendo makes it or not.
Makes another console again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Those are the stakes.
I mean,
so
the past,
on the other hand...
The Wii was hella popular because it was different. It was completely different. And Wii Sports is still awesome to this day. It's still awesome, right? But, you know, like, CellSire it was the best-selling console out of the you know, PS3. It was beating PS3 and Xbox. 360, right? At the time.
Yeah.
But then, you know, sales started going down and PS3 and Xbox started catching up, and I think eventually they went over it.
No, I don't think anybody's gone over
it. It actually never went over it?
No, I don't think
anybody. I thought they did.
The PS3 eventually went over the Xbox 360 at the end, but...
But not the Wii.
No, I think the Wii U still was
Jesus,
still the best.
Okay, well, yeah, okay.
You know,
but the Wii U was just kind of just, you know, it just destroyed Nintendo, dude. And so, at this point, it needs something.
The rest.
It sold the Mariners. Damn it!
Yeah, they sold the Mariners.
I don't understand why they sold the Mariners. Dude, that's a good income right there, dude.
The Mariners,
that's a good income.
Team.
Yeah.
Nintendo owned them. Yeah, or
they
owned like
they,
most
yeah.
of it. Yeah,
majority share.
Yeah, which is like they had like 90% stake in it, or something crazy like that. But now they ended up selling it to where they only have like 10%. You know, I can't remember the exact numbers, but it's only like 10% now. So, and I don't understand that move. I don't get it.
Hey,
yeah.
I mean, it's just easy money. You don't even have to do anything.
Yeah.
People are going to go watch the game, dude. They're just going to go.
I mean, I
there's always going to be fans.
Imagine, you're in another country, okay? 360 and you're in another country with a whole different currency and a whole different concerns. You're wondering about your console market, your manufacturing of different things. And what?
Apparently not.
Suddenly a baseball team comes across your balance sheet and you're like, I don't even know what these people are doing. Why are they spending all this money?
But it's free money. I mean, it's free money. It's free money, dude. They just own it. They have other people.
They
have
everybody else.
They have managers. They have everything.
Yeah,
right?
But you gotta pay
these guys are. They pay people to manage the team, right? Nintendo's not doing anything themselves. They're just raking in money, dude.
Look, they sell you games. They don't own players. They don't. Well, they probably do.
Well, they can own. Yeah, they own the players. Yeah.
What are you saying? You gonna pick up the NX?
No.
Yes. No? The answer is yes.
Oh my god, the Breath of the Wild didn't sell you?
Dude, it will be on Wii U. Don't you dare start saying that.
I don't even
but
know
it'll be
those.
Better
but
on Wii
U. I mean, they're getting a new Pokemon, they're getting a new Mario, they're getting a new Zelda, and a new Metroid.
I'll think about it.
I'm really sad to say this.
You don't want the new Metroid? Did you not like the Prime series?
I love the Prime series.
There you go.
Yeah. That's why you're going to get that Federation game, right? Because it's like the Prime series?
They're gonna
it is not anything like the Prime
series. Why? Because you don't play as Samus. It's the only reason you hate that game.
It's not a Metroid game. Samus ain't in there.
She's in there. There's a cameo.
Is it Zero Suit?
Probably not. Why
yeah.
would she go into a hostile
yeah.
area
yeah.
in Zero Suit?
Wait, is that the bikini?
No.
Yes.
Not anymore.
The
bikini
it's like,
was
it's like
bikini.
The full,
it's
like,
the full
body.
One.
Suit.
Well, yeah, now it is, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
that's
even
still,
when it was the bikini, it was a one piece. So.
It was a two piece. You didn't beat the game fast.
No, it depends on the code, I think.
It's all about roll dice.
No, the
sorry,
speed.
I thought I mentioned that.
No,
no code.
No, there's
no,
a code to start out with Zero Suit.
Oh, actually play.
Yeah, it's Justin Bailey.
Oh, okay.
Justin Bailey and then all dashes
like
at the bottom.
Boxing.
Or Justin Bailey with all spaces at the bottom.
Okay.
I still remember.
I used to know.
I think I have it in there somewhere. It's in there somewhere.
They were cool. Generally.
Yeah. I'm saying, Jeff, I think if you don't buy the NX...
No, I'm going to buy the NX.
But hear me out. If you don't buy the NX, eventually Nintendo will be like, we can't keep putting out these consoles. They'll stop putting out consoles, and they'll start putting out their games
I'm not
going to
be the deciding factor in this.
I'm going to... Who's pooping?
Games everywhere.
Oh, someone just totally farted right on me.
It wasn't me.
You're terrible.
Maybe it was me.
Oh.
I can't remember.
Oh, my goodness. God.
Toby.
Do you have
like,
an air?
Even Toby doesn't like it.
I think it's Marshall that did it.
Do you have an air freshener, Jeff, or something?
Yeah, that guy doesn't really fart.
Good boy.
Oh,
you take right after me, don't you?
We still have to do a podcast. And somebody?
You may want to plug your nose in advance. Marshall just.
Hey, can you leave the door cracked a little bit?
Feeding that dog.
Don't. Well, you can. Marshall, wait.
Polina,
you're not going outside.
Can you put the dog gate in the dog door and leave the door completely open?
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
That's foul, man.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
Are you guys done?
You gotta check that dog food, man.
Go ahead. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He's been eating this this country
stew. Go ahead, put it in the door.
Dog food. We have to mix it with this dry... It's got peas in it. Maybe that's
the
what
peas,
it is.
Ew!
Peas give a lot
peas
of things.
And carrots.
Peas give a lot of creatures gas.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Oh, I know they do me.
Yep.
So, let's talk about you guys. Since you're new, you guys are new part of our streaming... Endeavor here. If you guys haven't noticed, if you put it on the thing,
no,
right, Jeff?
Put it right.
You put the schedule on the Twitch channel?
We don't have a schedule. What? What was
we
the schedule?
Have...
We can chat about that right now. That's
yeah.
Fine.
Okay, look. There's going to be a schedule
Tuesdays
on the bottom of this channel.
At
don't
7.
Worry about that. Okay?
So
I'm going to add that.
7?
Monday through Friday, from 7 to 9, one of us is going to be streaming on this channel right here, Encore Gamers.
It just means I can't do the show.
On Monday, it's going to be Jeff from 7 to 9.
7 to 9 Mondays.
On Tuesday, it's going to be our friend...
What's my name?
What did you introduce yourself as?
Oh, Nick. Or
yeah.
King831 on King... Twitch.
But on Tuesday... on Tuesday, he'll be here. Wednesdays, we got Titan of Day 12. Thursdays, we got Riddle Master. I don't even know if she's even being picked up right now on the camera. Yeah,
she's in there.
No, she's in there. We got
and I'll do Fridays, 7 to 9. So, Why don't we tell people what type of games are you guys looking to stream? What type of experience should people more or less expect from you guys?
Okay, I want to start playing Salt and Sanctuary now, because I've owned that game for like 6 months.
Yes.
And nice. I haven't even started it yet.
He can help you out, dude.
No, I don't want no help. You know me.
I want no help.
You don't know me.
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah. Jeff, I mean, Black, I will not help you. I will watch you.
I will. No, my title for that game is going to be No Spoilers or Banned.
Hey, Titan.
Salt and Sanctuary Blind.
Wow, you're going to get all the spoilers.
Dude, I'm going to ban everybody that gives me a spoiler.
Hey, Titan. Yeah. You can tell them what holes to jump in.
Yeah, really?
Wow.
That's not funny.
I'm shocked.
That's not funny.
I'm not going to jump in holes anymore.
Dude, you will jump in holes, whether you like it or not. That game is full of them. I haven't actually finished it.
That was very unhealthy.
Clean it up.
Bah,
they peed someone.
No.
Yeah.
These dogs keep peeing.
That looks like
Toby.
Marshall
yeah.
does a lot.
Why? So you're gonna start with some salt and sanctuary, Jeff?
Yeah.
Starting next week.
Here, I'll do it this time.
Yeah.
This
time. All right. Cool. I need more alcohol.
What about?
Get this dog out of here now. Get him out of here.
Everybody calm down.
Toby's a troublemaker.
Get him out.
Hey, Marshall, easy.
Thank you. Toby.
Who
no.
squeaked?
Hey, Toby. Hey, Toby. Plant that keister, meester.
What type of game is this? People will see you play there.
Do you want some ice?
Nick?
What
type of games are people going to be watching you play mostly?
Oh, it's a very eclectic mix. I've been... although I've had a recent slight dedication to Minecraft. Okay. Because I
oh, you're going to get us all the views.
Ooh. Pressure's on. I'm in a private server. A friend of mine and I are sort of organizing some nice construction. I'm just now getting into it, so there's a lot I don't know. Aside from that, definitely, probably not Rocksmith until I get better. Because that's certainly going
to get me. I would totally love to watch that.
It certainly is. Let's see. It's like I said, it's a pretty eclectic mix. I mean, I've been enjoying FTL recently, and it pains me to say, I've gotten to the boss so many times. And I've gotten him down to one kill so many times.
FTL is a good one, yeah.
FTL is great. I can't, like... That's at this right. point, I've gotten so close to the end so many times, I can almost not bear to send another crew at this thing. Mostly because I don't want to sit through it for another hour and a half while I get through all of the stages in the most efficient way possible to just get it done. But I think next time, I'm going to use missiles exclusively because they seem to work very well. But so, in short, anything... Everything. I don't care.
The variety stream right up King
Variety show. And I probably won't be talking. Don't have a mic. Don't care about a mic. So you get to enjoy pure gameplay. It's.
I like how you put that very, like, positive spin on it.
You know what? That's the only spin that I can put on that. If I can get a power supply for my 360 Kinect, I'm tempted to connect that to my PC. I just haven't figured that out yet.
You don't have a headset at all?
I do have a headset.
With a mic?
Yeah, it's an Xbox One headset. I might actually do that. I might stream from my Xbox One occasionally, too. If that's a possibility, but...
Yeah, you should be able to.
Yeah, it's a lot less complicated than OBS.
Mm-hmm.
Although, yeah. although it performs like...
Yes. Look at...
Yeah.
With duct tape?
Electrical.
Ooh, fancy.
And a little bracket.
What about you, Ted?
And two screws.
Wow.
Two screws on each side with two nuts at the other end.
My goodness.
Like, it doesn't hit your head and get painful? Like,
no, because it's like it's very electrical taped.
Okay.
So it's pretty soft.
I don't know if anybody remembers from the last live stream.
Oh my god, those things were dangling.
What are people expecting off of you? I know you've got your own channel. You've been doing a lot of Salt and Sanctuary, Isaac, and some Uncharted on there.
Yes.
Nice. You think you're going to be carrying that over? Or you think you'd leave that on your channel? Do something
different?
We're
experimental today.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I stream it almost entirely through my PS4, so I definitely do a lot of Isaac. I'm doing Agent Streaking right now. I'm at 8-0, which is not too bad. Trying to improve upon that, and also do unlocks and stuff. That's kind of the main game I do, but I also have been trying Uncharted 2, and just I'm going to do the whole series eventually as a thing like that. No Man's Sky I just picked up, so that will be definitely part of it. Maybe like not every week, but maybe every other or something like that, because it's, you know, fairly...
Not much going on.
So mainly a lot of Isaac and some... I was even doing like a second Bloodborne playthrough as well, so there's definitely some Souls stuff there too. Salt and Sanctuary I was playing, but I'm not going to be doing that as much anymore because that game just frustrates the living hell out of me.
Oh yeah, it does.
Is it harder than Dark Souls?
I would say harder than Dark Souls, yeah.
I would say
in many ways.
Probably because the hitboxes are a little bit harder to... to account
predict,
for.
Yeah.
Because it's 2D, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit less.
And
depth.
Shields are just not as viable in that game as they are in Dark Souls game. Like, they're there and they work to a certain extent, but for bosses, it's just like, forget about it. They can just break your poise entirely.
As far as I'm concerned, for something that is 3 or 4 stories tall, if they can't do that, there's something wrong. And that's why Dark Souls 1, in my opinion, was the easier of the Souls, because shields were so OP in that one.
Yes.
It was just like, hey, anywhere I go, you know, I'm going to get deflect at least one free shot. I can run with abandon. I don't even have to use caution in exploration unless I'm, you know, trying not to fall.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is definitely the primary cause of death in Dark Souls.
And as it is in Salt and Sanctuary. Anyway.
It's probably as it should be as well.
Riddle?
Point-click adventures, mostly.
Yeah, she recently finished the run of Last Door, which is kind of like a Cthulhu point-click adventure.
Cool.
Both season 1 and 2.
Cool. Crafting. Sort of.
So much fun.
Some Ghost of a Tale, maybe?
Yeah, definitely going to be doing more Ghost of a Tale. If it wasn't talking to OBS last time I loaded it up, so... But it's in early access right now.
Mm.
So.
Hyper Light Drifter.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
I'll watch the hell out of that.
That is actually a really fun game. It's very Dark Souls, in a way, because few amounts of shots, you know, you can't take many hits.
I've heard of its difficulty, for sure.
It kind of is, yeah. I mean, I have yet to beat it. I haven't even fully explored in some of the areas. So.
That's cool.
Occasionally, I might play a game that I've played before, just because those games make me happy. It's like watching your favorite TV show.
Yeah, absolutely. Comfort zone.
Yep.
Cool. Vegan Dan?
Honestly, when this concept was originally came up, I wasn't even thinking I was going to stream. So I'll probably be doing mostly PC stuff. I have a bunch of PC games.
That you made
back burn, yeah.
They were testing out whether or not Stalker would load
one day. That's just to make sure it would actually play and I can actually finish that game. But probably the second Stalker, Clear Skies and Call of Pripyat. Eventually, probably do some of those Metro games on my PS3. On the PS4.
Do you have all the Metro games?
Yeah, they came out for free.
The second one?
PS4?
The both of them?
Yeah.
Isn't there a third one?
No, there's only two.
No, not PS4.
There's like a huge amount of PS3 games I would love to stream, but we don't have a way to stream them right now, so.
Yeah, eventually we'll get some of that hooked up too, hopefully.
Cap card?
But,
then you guys can sit
card.
Through all 800 hours of Kingdoms of Amalur.
That's just a bunch of random games that interest me. I don't know, like, whatever I feel like playing.
Almost one-tenth of a level of mastery. I'm not gonna do that.
But I mean, like, you'll probably mostly watch me play, like, a single game at a time. Pretty much.
Nice.
You'll see me blast through a game.
Like, full playthroughs.
If a game allots for it, you know, depending on the type of game it is and stuff like that.
Cool. Roguelikes?
So you'll only play the game during the stream, then?
More than
it'll
likely,
start
yeah.
to finish from on-stream?
Yeah, I don't spend a lot of time playing games when I'm at home. I'm busy doing a bunch of other stuff.
Watching YouTube.
Or... I'm at my
central.
House.
To central.
Yeah.
Two days out of the week, mostly.
Watching Supernatural?
No, I've already caught up on that, man. I'm
watching
The Strain right now.
Although, if...
Turn
if
it on, please.
Actually, I have if the Frankensteins were the last story arc.
I mean, like,
it's Frankenstein.
Whatever.
I might... if there's any grinding in the game, I'll probably do some of that off-screen, because
if I had a ready reference to Young Frankenstein, that would...
And this will all be starting next week.
Movie.
Next Monday.
Great.
Totally
movie.
Got it.
And don't worry, you still get me getting the podcast every week. That's why we gotta Nick over here doing it on Tuesdays to make sure we can keep the podcast.
I didn't need all you guys to write down your schedules because I'm not going to remember any of this.
Tuesday, 7. How was that hard?
Yeah.
That felt only.
Because there's like 4. 6 people.
5 people.
He's seeing a double right now. It's
no, no. 5 including you, meaning 4.
But yeah, there's a whole lot.
Well, I can kind of see me.
Huh? I think there's a whole lot we can definitely offer to the Twitch community. Any given day of the week, you get point-and-click adventures, you get full players with throughs with you. Me and Jeff are definitely doing like some roguelike kind of tough Souls games. Nick's going to do some Minecraft. There's quite a bit of variety. And, of course, there can even be days, maybe, where we all play a game together.
Yeah.
Oh, Saturday, Sundays?
Yeah, you guys maybe, all need to get Elder Scrolls online. I'm going to play Saturday. I'll show you the world. Because it's awesome.
The nice thing is about this, too, is that everybody will have access to the channel, so those are scheduled set times that people are going to be playing, but if somebody wants to get on and play on the channel and stuff like that, they're going to be able to do that.
It should be taken with a grain of salt.
Oh, it's really good, but yeah, that's one of his lines.
At least for now.
So there was this conglomerate channel that I actually used to... Well, I still follow it, but they haven't done it in a while. They had, at one point, they had a streamer. So it was like 24 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
And then we just switch streamers, like, you know, like all day and stuff. Like, they had big blocks, you know, like 6-hour blocks, you know, per stream or something like that.
Oh, so this another guy like, would pop like in.
You know,
there
might have been like a half hour, 45 minute gap.
Like, they did a house? Between. Was it a house?
No. It was different streamers. Like, it was just a community of streamers.
Oh, okay.
And they, I mean, they were doing it for a while, but it ended up dying. You know, like, they stopped streaming, you know, and I understand, you know, people have,
that's
you know, people's schedule change, but. But it was pretty awesome, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They even had, I mean, they had this this site where you can check the schedule, and you would check like everybody's schedule on there. You know, had like, you know, color. It was all color coded and stuff, and
that's right.
Well, it was pretty awesome, yeah.
It's basically a TV network at that.
Yeah, point. Really.
You know, like I know of some internet channels that do things like that, but then like you know they have hit shows like a couple hours every night, but then the rest of the time they're showing reruns. So, like,
well, you know, reruns on Twitch.
No.
Some people do, yeah, they do rebroadcasts.
Yeah,
so they have days where they do a rebroadcast and stuff like that.
Yeah, like there's...
Yeah.
Mostly major events. All right,
so who was taking Monday?
Jeff.
I is.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Tuesday was Nick.
Yep.
What's your Twitch thingy?
K1NG831.
Hey, it's all gonna
be on the I know, I'm just writing it down.
Okay.
And then you were doing Wednesdays?
I'm Black Hole Flare.
I know you're Black Hole Flare.
See you. You don't have to. They can see you.
There's a camera.
It's 54 minutes.
Nice.
58.
Let's do the Twitter question of the week.
Well, I forgot what the question was.
Twitter question of the week.
Tradition. Travel question was traditional.
Oh, wait. I remember the question.
Right? Amazing. Nick, you seem like you taste of the ghost or something.
The world.
Really?
Of the world.
All right. So the Twitter question of the week is, what video game world would you like to discover in space? Now, this is like you land on a planet, there's Mario, there's Princess Peach, there's Goombas. And like, this is all real on that planet.
Yeah.
Now, you wait, actually Marshall. Already answered on our Facebook.
I think I answered as well.
Recap here, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's bring it up.
Yeah.
Everybody... yeah, I'll do that right now.
Wait. I'll take you out in a minute.
You got like 2 minutes or a minute and a half before the phone dies.
Oh, thanks. Awesome. Luckily, he's the only person that responded to the question, so.
Yeah, well, I guess we got a question.
Well, some weeks
ago. Hey, Twitch stream, anybody want to respond?
So you said that's Talon 4 for Metroid Prime. Why? Why Talon 4?
Because it lives dangerous.
Did anybody respond?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it was hard to decide. I was thinking it over and just. Game worlds that I love as far as like visually and also just like tonally, but I remember I have a very
what are you doing?
Vivid memory of pre-ordering Metroid Prime, the first one for GameCube, picking it up and popping that in the moment I got home, and just that opening cinematic, getting onto that planet, Samus lands, like it just really kind of encapsulated like a lot of what's beautiful and also terrifying about the universe. And that showed me, like, in that moment, like, you know, there was some, I don't know, that just came to my mind when you said that, like, what world would you, like, discover in space? Was that Talon 4 just seemed very cool. All, like, it's archaic kind of, like, space pirate, like, the Chozo people and stuff like that. It just seemed very, very cool and very anthropological in a way, culturally. It's like, but in a space version, I don't know, it just, it always, like, kind of intrigued me. So I just That'd be cool.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Riddle?
Yeah. There's so many.
Alright.
Yeah. Oh, it is tough. No, I like
you. Yeah, no, like,
don't do that. She wasn't done.
I thought she needed more time. Like, it's just like there's so many. Let me think about this.
It is really tough.
It's kind of a tough
question.
LeBlue says Mass Effect would be cool. And
Mass
I
Effect? That's also a terrifying world to live in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But most
game worlds are treasures.
For me, like...
After the Reapers or before?
There's more all the time than Mass Effect. Like, I like happy things. I like games like the worlds are just beautiful and intriguing and
so Westworld
logical. So like no, but Westworld it's really like that world literally. Okay, spoilers if you haven't played the game, you probably never will. The world falls apart at the end. I mean, there is no world left.
Right, right, but you find it in space. It's not falling apart. It's the world.
It is in space.
The world of Westworld is there.
No, I don't
I'm not saying like
go there.
I'm not saying
like,
the effects
not,
of the game happened.
Really, like it's a very beautiful, like aesthetically beautiful place, but it's not a place I'd want to go. Like I love this, like not isn't in the game, but I love the Star Wars universe. I guess there's technically Star Wars games,
yeah.
But I would never want to live in it. Like that doesn't sound like a place I actually want
you don't
to
have
live.
What
about
in.
Just
you
a
just
certain
find
planet?
In space. You
just
found
one planet.
I don't know. You just found this planet.
I'd probably have to go. Probably have to go with Mist 3. Like some of the worlds in Mist 3 are like just beautiful and pleasant.
Isn't there like monsters in that game?
Not really.
No, not really. The monster is man.
Yeah, the mo- like
the monster is
the
man.
The actual bad
the man.
Guys.
We're the monster.
There's actually bad guys in those games, and they're all people. Yeah, they're all people.
That's deep.
Nice.
No, they are. It was just like the Mist worlds are so nice, and besides. Then I could get those books and get to travel through the books.
What about you?
What about me?
What about you, Black?
Okay. I just want to have fun.
Yeah.
So, I thought about how... What world would I have the most fun in?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think...
Mario Party.
No. What? No, that game sucks. Well, that Mario Party doesn't suck. Mario Party was really awesome.
Viva Pinata. Love It's actually a savage world if you hear about this.
You know, I was thinking more of a roller coaster kind of fun. You know what I mean?
Roller coaster tycoon.
You know, like excitement. No, shut up. Listen to me.
Roller coaster tycoon is actually a fun game.
Hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
So is the Sim theme park.
Okay, so I choose Donkey Kong Country.
Wow.
They got giant hornets.
They
man.
Got barrels that shoot you everywhere, dude. You know how much fun it would be to get shot in the air with like an explosive barrel? You got a rhino that you can ride, dude. An ostrich that you can ride. A frog? I don't care about the frog so much. That guy sucks, dude.
Think about how disappointing.
But then you got a parrot with a lamp that just follows you everywhere, dude. So you'll never be in the dark. And then they got the mine carts. You know, with the gaps and stuff that you just jump over?
Dude, love
or fall
dude,
to your death.
It doesn't matter, man. It's still fun, dude. That game would be the most fun. To me, you know, like with a sense of danger in it, you know.
I have a counter argument to your barrel idea, though.
What?
You walk up to a barrel, and you're like, "I'm gonna get drunk and off of this barrel." You fall in, you're like, "There's no beer here," and then you get shot off somewhere.
Yeah, but you always land safely.
That's not
well,
the experience
not always.
You want.
Not always. But.
But most of the time.
But most of the time, yeah. You'll be safe. You'll be safe, you know, 90% of the time.
I just thought of a funny point. Okay, so there's Dungeons and Dragons video games.
Sure.
Yeah. We could have all just said we wanted to go to Eberron or something.
I haven't said anything.
Nobody would want to go to Eberron.
I know.
Nick?
Nick,
where do you want to go?
It's such
a hard
call
to get if it's a D&D game.
Do you need more time?
I don't know that I'm going to be able to answer the question because, to be honest with you... settling down in any particular one of the video game worlds
I've
found.
Just going to.
You know, you don't even have to go to it. You just find it. Science finds this planet and like, hey, that's a video game.
What if I stay with my people and go to Guacamole?
Land of the dead and the living. I
think in Mexico.
My initial
thought.
I
would
thought,
never be able to visit the planet even if they found it. Cause
this is awful because I just happened to love...
Ever. Like
the Aliens movies when I was a kid would be LV-426.
I'll stay here.
Because I just want to clean that place up.
Which place?
LV-426.
Why is that
I was
sound
obsessed
familiar?
With Aliens growing up. It's
Not a nice place.
No, it's not. No. But it's cool with, you know, the hater guy.
It would be neat. But no, I don't know if I can answer that. There's so many interesting places. You know, Minecraft is an obvious choice. I can totally visit there and dig with my hands for a long time.
Craft mines.
You can break down a tree with your hand?
See, yeah, and it doesn't even have to be from the bottom up. You can start from like the middle and the tree won't fall over.
The original Deus Ex, when it was sort of biomechanical or like molecular biology type of machines.
Okay, Don't Die's Inferno is not a nice place to visit. Is that French title or
not? That is a great suggestion.
No, that is not. No.
Level 2.
No. Who the hell? Huh? Didn't mean that. Who the hell wants to live in Dante's Inferno?
Can I state my second runner-up?
Can I say my first one?
Yeah, you can.
Ape Escape! Talk about fun. You get hula hoops that help you run faster, remote control cars, little battery wands.
Who cares about a remote control car,
capture monkeys.
You want to live in a toy store.
You monkeys, use your remote control car for like
monkeys
the first couple days
jackets,
and then you're over it.
Sunglasses. Monkeys have different personalities that are distinct. That's a fun world, man.
You want to live
a fun world.
In a toy box
monkeys and
version
toys.
Of Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes?
No.
I found a good one. Asheron's Call. It's a game nobody knows about.
Hey, what is that game? I don't know about that game.
It's an MMO. It's really, really freaking old. Like, older than EverQuest, but just barely.
I've heard of it.
So when you die, you respawn at a life crystal, and you just lose your experience. So I've been playing Dark Souls for, like, years and years longer than I thought.
Yes.
So I would just go there, use the stone, live forever.
Yeah.
So you intend to inhabit this planet? Then.
Why not? Yeah. You know, I'll die
would you,
off planet
would you retain,
and I'll respawn at the stone. Whatever.
Would you retain your memories, though? Because in games like that, usually you have to go and re-talk to NPCs.
You lose the experience.
That's why this guy's on the show.
You lose the experience gained, I believe, all of it since your last level up, but it's on the ground and you can go get it, I think. If I remember correctly. Otherwise,
like
I'm just conflating
Dark
it with
Souls.
Just a shit ton of Dark Souls, which is entirely possible.
I was going to say, does it come up in giant green letters you have retrieved?
I feel like it does. I'm not sure why, but, you know.
You kneel before the fire,
I
and it's like,
exactly.
You have revived a human.
God, that's exactly like Asheron's Call.
Go ahead, Ty. What's your second runner-up?
My second runner-up was Endor.
Star Wars.
Wait, you like Ewoks?
Yeah, Ewoks.
The Ewoks. There you go. That's
enough. You know what? Ewoks.
That's probably the best one to go to.
They're
very menacing, though.
You know what? They kicked Stormtrooper butt, and they then cuddled the rebels. They like had this big party for the rebels, like yay. So I mean, really,
I mean, you can make that world.
They're
of reality,
on the right
man.
Side of history.
I mean,
they
just
are.
Go camping.
You need to find the forest and get some Filipino people to dress up as bears.
Sure.
They have AT-ATs there, right?
I know one.
They brought the AT-ATs there, dude. It would be fun to drive one of those things.
Yeah. In the forest.
Yeah, but they're all red.
Yeah.
The speeder bikes.
The speeder bikes. Speeder
that was
bike,
like the
dude.
Best level
except there's
ever
too many trees
for, the arcade,
for speeder bikes.
Arcade game was
we learned that the hard way.
So wait. Does that question mean you have access
it's also a
to
moon,
the
so it, I think,
force
as far
and other
as
aspects of this
go,
world?
The
whole
just
planet,
like,
dude.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, the planet's real. The whole planet is
well,
just like you saw it.
Planet,
which is
and then the universe,
are,
maybe,
the
like
Jedi
Dark Forces 2 took place
like,
on multiple planets.
That'd be cool
planets.
To see it too,
yeah,
it looks very much
I would say maybe just pick a planet.
That'd be cool.
If it's a series of planets, then you would pick one.
I just don't
want to
be in, like,
the one you'd like the best.
In Lake House, technically safe, our world.
But, I mean, the technology would still be there, though.
To travel to the other one?
And destroying weapons.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I guess so.
Because that
cannon
would have...
Are you...
As long as that one Miso guy is in there. What's his name?
Miso?
Yeah.
Miso Hungry?
Jar Jar Binks?
That guy! Yeah, that guy's...
What was your second...
Tearaway.
It's the world of Tearaway.
I would go to Tearaway.
Tearaway doesn't seem like a good world to me.
Why?
Because everything's made out of paper, and
if it rained,
you would just fall through.
It rains in that world.
You would fall through. What kind of paper is this?
It's water paper.
Okay, so
it's paper rain.
Going to Tearaway, I would be
rain.
What the game calls a U, which is
it's
how the player interacts with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I get to help, like. Can help people because I can do things they can't.
So you're a helper.
Yeah, I would help everybody.
I don't want to help anybody.
No, no, you'd go there and try to be a god. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Let me give the honors. What's the next Twitter question of the week?
The next Twitter question of the week.
You're going to have to remember this, but I can't. My phone's dead.
Your phone is dead?
Not quite. You've got two seconds.
Yeah, write it down on your notepad.
Considering that we had dogs here the entire time with us.
Oh my god. Podcast, oh my god, there's dogs here.
I know, right? What video game pet or companion would you like to have in real life?
There you go. Video game pet or companion.
Now, did we already do this?
We did psychics, which is a bit different.
Different? Okay.
So let's say that...
So yeah, cannot, psychic versus a pet.
It cannot have your intelligence level. How's that? Fair?
Yes. Well, that's Titan, dude. It's Titan's question.
Doesn't that still define a sidekick?
So just leave it as a pet.
No, I'm just egotistical.
Some psychics are smarter than the actual main character.
Okay, I already got my answer. Done.
Is it Toby?
No.
Is it Toby?
I think I might know.
Hey, hey, LeBlue, do a quick BHF Toby real quick to make a...
You can't.
Oh, okay.
That's my channel.
Oh, that's you, my channel. You haven't set that up yet?
No.
Okay.
How many emotes do we get on a channel?
I think you get upwards to 5.
We each get to choose one then?
Yes.
Awesome.
Just gonna sit like this.
But we can also share up in... So I can upload more on my channel. And I can share those, and we can use them on other channels.
Okay.
That have that, that yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Holy cow!
The answer's yes.
There's a.
That's close enough, huh? Yeah. Hey, that's Marshall.
Yeah,
that's Marshall. That's Marshall right there.
Well,
famous Marshall.
Guys,
oh,
thanks
that's
for
not
listening.
Toby at all.
Thanks for watching. If you listen to the podcast and you want to see what the live stream is going on,
we're done.
The podcast part is done.
The podcast part is done.
No, we're doing. No. We're doing
the after party. Yes.
Yeah, we're doing after party on Twitch.
Okay.
So if you want to watch the stream live,
it's
what
Marshall,
we did,
that's what we're saying,
and the after party members, twitch.tv/UncoreGamers, 7 to 9 Monday through Friday, you'll see one of the five of us playing a game at that specific time, and all that will be in the Encore Gamers page once Jeff sets that up. Thanks for listening. Yeah.
Hooray.
All right, 100 episodes.
100 episodes.
Can I talk to
them? And I was in one.